Well, greetings, everybody. With Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something on your mind, something that you'd like to talk about, perhaps a Bible question you'd like to pose, give us a call. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial in both the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Richard Piper.
Thanks, Bob. Last day of the month.
Yes, it is. It's
hard to believe that we're already 2 months through this year.
Yeah.
But we are. It's been a lot going on. And this month we've been talking about being established. And if the events of this month outside of our radio program haven't convinced you that you need to be established,
yeah,
I don't think anything can. There is nothing out there we can rely on. We can't rely on politics. We can't rely on the social issues of the day. We can't rely on the economics of the day. The world is falling apart. And yet, there is hope. There is most amazing hope. And what I'm going to do today is start over. We've been talking about all kinds of issues in being established, and I'm going to start at the beginning, because that's where we need to start.
Like Bob Christopher says with the Vince Lombardi illustration,
this is a football.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
This is the gospel.
This
huh?
is the gospel. If you want to mark this down, memorize this, this is the passage. 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 3. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then the 12, and then a bunch of other people, and last of all, he appeared to me,
yeah,
Paul said. But it's those first few phrases. He was crucified, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. If you think about all the topics we've talked about this month, things like forgiveness, justification, righteousness, love, life, all of these things are tied up right here in this passage. If Jesus didn't die, then the sin problem was not defeated. If he didn't raise from the dead, then not only was the sin problem not defeated, but there's no life available for us.
Right.
But he did both. And those two facts are so crucial, they form the absolute bedrock foundation of everything that this thing we call Christianity has to offer. And it's so important that if you add anything to it or try to take anything away from it, you don't have a gospel. That means you have no foundation. That means you're just going to be dead in your trespasses and sins.
Yeah.
But if you stay with Jesus, Jesus dead, Jesus buried, Jesus raised, now you've got hope.
Yes.
Because if he has done those things, and you're an unbeliever, as long as you draw breath, you can accept him at some point. I don't know when. I really don't care when. I just hope you will.
Yes.
At some point. If you're saved, you're saved forever. These facts guarantee the assurance of salvation. Because if there is a sin I can commit that Jesus didn't die for and therefore took away, then why are we talking about any of this?
Yeah.
If Jesus didn't die for everything, then how can I have no salvation to lose. But if he did die for every sin possible, and he was raised from the dead, then I can't lose salvation because my salvation is dependent on him.
In him.
My wife said this to me once many, many years ago when I was struggling with all of this, and I stared at her with my mouth hanging on the floor. She said, you know, Richard, if I'm lost, it's God's fault.
Hmm.
I took a step to the side just in case the lightning bolt was going to destroy her. But she was right.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
Jesus did all of this stuff, then he is responsible for my salvation. And he is God. Therefore, God is responsible for my salvation. And the Holy Spirit who lives inside of me is God. And he's responsible for my salvation. Therefore, what do I have to do except fall back in his arms, rest, and learn from him? Let him change my mind, change my thinking, change the way I choose to do things in my life. And lo and behold, when I do that, His love flows through me to other people.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows me, if it's not for God's love flowing through me, I'm not the most lovable guy in the world. I'm kind of judgmental, and I don't like the way things are going in this world, and it makes me angry. But in Christ, I love people. I teach this stuff
yes.
because it changed my life, and I want it to change yours. Jesus died. Jesus was buried. Jesus was raised again. That's the foundation.
That's the foundation. Richard, thank you for those thoughts. And friends, we're glad that you're with us for this edition of Basic Gospel with Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. Bob Christopher is away today. He's attending, as a matter of fact, the National Religious Broadcasters yes. Convention in Nashville, Tennessee at the Opryland Convention Center. And I know he's having a great time kind of hobnobbing with all the Christian broadcasters there. So anyway, but we're here, and we're glad that you are. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, of course, and listeners, we're drawing to the end of yet another month. And as we do so with the reminder that this ministry, Basic Gospel, is listener-supported. Your faithful support is the only reason we're able to be here, bringing the truth of God's Word about Jesus every day, reaching into the lives and hearts of people in the U.S. and Canada and literally 100 or more countries around yes. the world. But we need your support as this month closes to help us stay current, and here's why. The owners and operators of our radio affiliates love our Lord just as we do, just as you do. But they can't broadcast unless ministries like Basic Gospel pay for the airtime. That's why it's vital that we ask your help at this time so that we can pay for the airtime that brings this message of God's unconditional love and grace in the new covenant to you every day. So we ask you to send your most generous gift today if you can. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742. People need to hear, and we know that we need your help as we close this month to keep the good news coming. So again, that's 844-322-2742 or online at basicgospel.net. Well, Richard, we had a call that came in. This is concerned salvation. Let's okay. listen to this call.
Hi, gentlemen. My question was, I was listening to the radio earlier today, and the person asked if they could lose their salvation. And I always was taught where the Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We could not lose our salvation even through the things that we do if we are truly saved. Now, in the radio program, the host quoted Revelation chapter 3, where it says, you know, Jesus was addressing the church, and he said, if anyone did not do the things that he said, he would blot his name out of the book of life. So he was, basically his stance was that you could lose your salvation. And I just wanted to get your guys' input on that. Thank you so much, and God bless. Bye.
One of my favorite questions, because almost everybody has been taught this incorrectly, including me. I used to believe that very thing. If, yeah. if I messed up, oh, man, God was going to hit me with a 2x4, and then he was going to send me to hell,
yeah.
you know, where he'd hit me with another 2x4. It's just false. Let me give you a highlight tour of Revelation 3. There are three churches that are mentioned here. Sardis is the first one. And one of the things God is concerned with Sardis is that they have not completed their deeds in the sight of God. Well, let me read the beginning of this. I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Well, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
He's talking to people who are not saved. They're faking it. They've got all these good deeds that they're showing and hoping that that's good enough. And it doesn't matter one bit. He tells them, repent.
Yeah.
He wants them to be saved. And if they will repent and accept Jesus Christ, that means they have overcome. And if they have overcome, here's what he says. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's a positive statement.
Absolutely.
If you're dead, you can come alive. Well, maybe that's not the one he was talking about. So the next church is Philadelphia. I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Ah, these people are saved. They have not denied the name of Jesus. They're, in fact, they're fighting the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
And even though they've got just a little bit of power, they're holding fast. They're standing by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And how does he describe these people? I will make them a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God. Well, he can't be talking about them losing salvation,
no,
because this church, as weak as it was in monetary or worldly goods, they were his children,
yeah,
and he was never going to let them go. Well, let's go on to Laodicea. Now, everybody knows Laodicea because, you know, we're all accused of being this. I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other,
mm-hmm,
right? Have you ever dealt with someone like that? They either, you know, you wish they would argue with you or agree with you,
yeah,
but they're kind of, the way our pastor puts it, meh.
Yeah.
You know, that's the word of the day, meh.
Meh.
And it's, care about something.
Yeah.
You know, if you disagree with me, disagree. Then let's come together and talk about it. We both might learn something.
Mm-hmm.
But these people won't do it. They're not saved either. They're just lukewarm. They think they're rich. They think they don't have need of anything. And God says, if you just look in the mirror, you'd realize you're miserable and poor and blind and naked. Come to me for life, right? Because I'm reproving you. I'm disciplining you. And here's the invitation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, that is, who's saved,
right,
who is saved in Jesus Christ, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne.
Mm.
That's pretty positive.
It is.
And as also I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. That's chapter 3 in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three churches. Two of them are in trouble. One of them is not. None of the three are warned that they're going to go to hell, that their names are going to be removed. Two of them, their names are not in the book of life.
Yeah.
And it's as easy as accepting Jesus to have your name put in the book of life, and once there, it will never be removed. You cannot lose your salvation.
That's it. We appreciate hearing from the caller who posed the question, and we would love to hear from you as well. If you have a question, can't get to us while we're actually on the air live, well, you can do exactly as this caller did. Give us a call at 844-322-2742 and record your question. We'll be glad to address it soon on Basic Gospel. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, a great conference coming up with Bob and Andrew coming up on March 9th and 10th. That's Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, of course, and
yeah,
we want to let our listeners in the Chicago area, anywhere, as a matter of fact, but particularly in the Chicago area, to know that the conference is called Simply Jesus, and that's going to be, as I said, March 9th and 10th, a seminar designed to strengthen your faith in who Jesus is, what he has done, and how he is to, how to live in his love. You'll gain confidence and assurance in the majesty and power of our living Christ. And those passages that you were just talking about,
mm-hmm,
man, those are powerful. Whether you're a believer or a non-believer, Simply Jesus with Andrew and Bob is for you. We hope that you'll get all the information, and when you go online to basicgospel.net, and you can register, big green ticket tab there on the information page, but you'll see that link on the front page of our website at basicgospel.net. Hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to meet Bob and Andrew. It's going to be a great time, I do believe.
Yes, let me add something to that.
Sure.
If you've ever heard me talk about the book of Revelation, the key to Revelation is that it's about Jesus. It's not about beasts and sin and persecution, although those things are there. It's about Jesus. Bob and Andrew are going to look at Hebrews in the same way.
Yeah.
They're going to go through Hebrews and talk about Jesus. Hebrews is one of those books that many people are afraid of because there's a lot of Jewish references and all of that, and you can get lost in the weeds of all of the Mosaic covenant. That's not the point of the letter. The point is Jesus.
Yes.
He has fulfilled it. He's ready to move on with you. And both Bob and Andrew get a little passionate about that.
Just a little.
You're going to have a great time.
Absolutely. Well, again, that's coming up March 9th and 10th, and you can get information when you visit our website, basicgospel.net. A very prominent link right there on the homepage. All the information is there. Well, again, 844-322-2742. I had this call from Peggy that came in during off hours.
Hi, Bob. My name is Peggy, and I'm calling to ask a question. I can't remember exactly where it's found at, but I've read it more than one time. And in the Bible, it talks about perfect love casts out fear, because he that fears has not been made perfect in love. Would you please explain to me exactly what that means? If a person fears, does that mean they're not saved or what? Could you please answer that for me? Thank you.
Okay. That is a good question.
Yeah.
It's found in 1 John 4. Okay. What John is talking about, and you got to remember that in this church, this group of people that he was writing to, there were some people who were completely saved, absolute children of God, and there were others who were claiming to be children of God, but were throwing everybody into confusion. And one of their claims was, hey, if you don't know what we know, if you don't have this special information, you just don't measure up. You might as well just go play in the street with the semi trucks, you know?
Yeah.
And John is saying, stop it. What you're trying to do is to sow fear into the lives of these people who are children of God, or people who are looking to get to know who Jesus is, and you're preventing them from doing it. And that causes fear. He said, look, the reason we don't need to fear is because Jesus has been completely successful. God is love. Jesus is the expression of God's love in human form. He lived, he died, he was rose again, he went back to heaven, and he sent us the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of love God has for us. We had nothing to offer. All we were was dead.
Yeah.
In effect, we were born in hell. No, we weren't, of course. We were born here in various countries of the world and cities to various parents. But spiritually, we were born in hell. Jesus solved that problem. And it's interesting that when he says perfect love casts out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, that phrase fear has to do with punishment actually means that fear, its very self, contains punishment. So what is happening when I fear relative to God is that I have done something or not done something that was so important that God's going to look at me and say, that's it, I'm done with you, I've tried, and you just haven't gotten it. I don't care what happens to you. And stomps off,
yeah,
as if God would ever stomp off, you know, and have a snit like that.
Right.
But that's what we get to thinking about. And that fear is based on the assumption of literally containing that kind of punishment. All you have to do to deal with the fear, saved people have this fear and lost people have this fear. This is the nature of some of the things we're tempted with when Satan is trying to get his mitts on us. Mm-hmm. The thing to solve this is to remember what Jesus did and what he continues to do. He died once for all. For all sin, there's no sin that you will ever commit that Jesus didn't die for. Remember, all of the sins you and I have ever committed were in the future when Jesus died.
Right.
That can't be stressed enough, because a lot of people say, well, he died for my past sins, but not my future sins. All of your sins were future.
Yeah, absolutely.
In our worldly time, in eternity, Jesus said, nah, I'm going to deal with this. Boom, gone.
That's good.
Literally gone.
Yeah.
So Jesus died for those sins. And not only that, he rose back from the dead, came out of the tomb, went back to the Father, and sent the Holy Spirit to give us eternal life. He couldn't give us eternal life without dealing with sins. He couldn't deal with sins permanently without being raised from the dead and giving us eternal life. It's a complete picture.
How true.
If you've got that kind of salvation, if you understand the gift you've been given in Jesus Christ, I guarantee you the fear goes away.
Yeah.
So if you are fearful, ask yourself, why am I fearful? Chances are, if it's in a spiritual context, you're afraid you've done something wrong or not done something right, and God's going to get you. Mm-hmm. God is not going to get you. God is reaching out to you with eternal hope and with eternal love, and there is nothing to fear. Nothing.
That is good news. Thanks, Richard. Peggy, thank you for your call, and I'm glad that you have found Basic Gospel, and hope you'll keep listening and contact us again if you have another question. Richard, it's the end of the month. What are we looking at financially?
We're looking at a need. We've got bills. We need to pay those bills, and we're about $15,000 to $20,000 low right now, and that could easily be made
up. Of course,
I mean there's so many people listening, and just a few dollars from a several of you would handle this. There are those who could probably write a check for the whole thing.
Sure,
that's not the important thing. You've got bills, we've got bills. This is how life works for us. The issue is it important to you that the kind of answers we're able to give to the questions we've been answering today and yesterday and the day before and in our 40-year history, is that worth supporting? Because people are serious about asking these questions.
Yeah.
I mean, they look around, they say, what do I have to rely on? I can't trust the government. I mean, this whole high school shooting situation 2 weeks ago, everybody in the government failed. It was a massive failure of government entities created for the very purpose of protecting people. Okay, that's a failure. Are you going to be able to trust the government? Probably not. How is your stocks doing after the last 2 weeks of up and down and up and down? I mean, you look around and the world, as beautiful as it is and as awesome as it is, and the people and the places and the talent, the technology, the art, all of this good stuff that's available to us is falling apart. Jesus is the answer. Jesus gives us the ability to look into the world and see it for what it really is and why he loves it and why he wants to save people and why he's going to recreate it one of these days. Bring it all back to the way it's supposed to be. People need to hear that because that's the only thing that serves as an anchor for the soul. Everything else is just so much shifting sand.
Yeah.
Even if it works, it's still sand, and you never know when the sand's going to give way. I mean, it could be like one of those roads you see in Florida on occasion. It looks like a perfectly good road, and then you realize all of the sand underneath it has washed away, and now you've got a sinkhole.
Yeah.
That's what the world does. It may look great on the top. Underneath, it's empty. It's bankrupt. Jesus is never empty or bankrupt, and in him, neither will you be.
Absolutely.
That's why you give.
Friends, just go to basicgospel.net and click donate or give us a call at 844-322-2742, and we'll talk a little bit about that, a little bit more about that in just a moment. But a quick question here that we need to get to is from Linda. She says, what's your explanation about praying in tongues? Now, we've talked about this recently, but this is a new question. She said, I've never heard something like that before. Yesterday, a person claims to grow more in faith in doing that. It makes no sense to me. That's from Linda.
I love how she asked that.
Yeah.
Paul tells us in Romans 8 that we don't know what to say to God. We don't know how to pray. We don't know how to talk with God. And so the Spirit intercedes on our behalf with groanings that are beyond words. That's praying in the Spirit. The purpose of that is so that we can learn the mind of Christ. Because he also says that the Spirit and the Father, since they're one being, are doing this communication with each other really for our benefit.
Right.
Because the Spirit exists in us to convince us of who Jesus is, what he has accomplished, etc. So if someone is praying in tongues, I'm not going to get into criticizing them. They can do what they want privately. If that helps them in their communication with God, it's nothing special, right? I pray in English. It's no more special than any other language or any heavenly language.
Yeah.
So, just let the Spirit pray with you, for you, and reveal to you what it is that God wants to do in your life.
Yeah. Linda, I hope that's a help to you. And friends, I just want to piggyback on what Richard was saying a few moments ago. It's your faithful giving. That's the only reason we're able to be here, bringing the truth of God's Word about Jesus every day, reaching into the hearts and lives of people here in the U.S. and Canada, and as I said earlier, more than 100 other countries around the world. God's word truly is universal in scope. But we need your support as the month closes to help us stay current. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. People need to hear, and we need your help today to keep this good news coming. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Richard Piper, for Bob Christopher, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.